Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ozzie Virgil. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Reagan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Reagan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim McManus. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McAuliffe. Posada moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan bunts towards first. McManus scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Virgil moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive towards third. Carey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-1 in the game. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly fires to third and picks off Bowling. Two outs. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan is 0-for-0 in the game. Regan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey bunts towards the mound. Regan fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herbert moves to second. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-for-2 in the game. Posada hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe catches it and throws to second to double up Herbert. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Daly reaches second base with a double. McManus goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Yost reaches second base with a double. Cash moves to third. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Coot Veal now playing shortstop. Pete Burnside now pitching. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herbert hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 3 in the game. Posada hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Leo Posada now playing left field. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada who is chasing the ball. Kaline reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Kaline scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Sandy Amaras pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive towards short. Lump catches it and throws to second to double up Amaras. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.